Wow, I don't think that the show has ever had three hosts within an hour. It's KMAN's In Focus, and this morning I have the privilege to sit with some delightful people that I'm proud to call friends. They're all from the First Christian Church of Manhattan. We have current pastor, Reverend Ben Hetzfeld.
Hello.
Hitzfeld. Ruby Brower is here. And Ruby, you're...
Chair of the Coordinating Council, which is
important.
The governing board.
And longtime pastor of the church...
Reverend Ben Dorfelt.
I knew that. I was going to say that.
Old Ben.
He's Old new Ben and new Ben.
There you go.
And in the middle, we have Ruby and Ruben Squared. So, well, this May has been something I know that you, the three of you, and everybody within your church community have really been looking forward to this. This is a monumental week for you and new Ben.
Yes.
We're going to visit with you. You're making a bit of a transition.
Yes. Just ended up moving up here back to Manhattan. I'm a Junction City boy, so go Blue Jays, JCHS alum of 2002, spent some time in Indiana and Texas, and was away for 10 years and moved back at the end of December to take on this incredible challenge at First Christian Church.
Yeah, and don't forget Manhattan Christian College, too.
Manhattan Christian College,
that's
yes.
That's important.
Absolutely.
That's important.
It is. Absolutely.
Kevin would be buzzing me on my phone if you slighted him.
Proud MCC alum as well.
Yeah. Yes, well, Ruby, as chair of this organization, this is a transition. What we're talking about is yesterday, it wasn't just Mother's Day, but it was also the last service at that church facility for you, First Christian Church. How long have you been in that building?
Well, that particular building, the original building there, was built in 1909, but we have been at that location since 1867.
Goodness gracious.
So it's a long time.
Ben, what was it like to start that church?
Thanks, Lewis. Actually, New Ben and I share more than just the first name.
Uh-huh.
It was Manhattan Christian College, then called Bible College, that brought me to Manhattan.
Was it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I took the curriculum there, got a degree there, and taught there for a number of years.
And Ben, you were pastor there for a long time.
Yeah, about 26 years, as a matter of fact, which is a long time for any pastor.
So you're probably as familiar with that building and the history of that church as anybody, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in. And you know, there's a tremendous amount of Manhattan history associated with us, and I think a lot of it, honestly, is the proximity of the building to, you know, some terrific buildings. You know, like the Riley County Courthouse is right there, and that setting there just off Humboldt Street. And wow, the beautiful stained glass windows, and it's a building that's got a lot of character and a lot of background.
Yeah, they've done a lot of remodels on it, inside and out. The first time I went into the building was in 1948. I was a high school kid, and our minister was a student at Manhattan Bible College, brought a carload of us down for what was called MABICO days, Manhattan Bible College days. First Christian Church was on the itinerary, and so I stepped in there when all of the steps were outside. Now they're inside. And there was a balcony where young people could kind of escape from the congregation, you know.
Is that where you got your first interest? Was you were one of the young people that escaped from the congregation?
Well,
that's a long time ago, Ben.
You're telling secrets.
Too long for me to remember.
Well, Ruby, this has been a transition that has been going in flux for some time, because I know that you have been looking for another place.
We had
a new church.
Yes, we had a task force in 2004 that the ultimate result of that was that we wanted to look for someplace else, for a new church site, new church location. And we did purchase some land and do own some land out on Seth Child, which we still have. And then we came along and the Grandmere situation presented itself and decided that there were no churches in that area. And it was an opportunity for us to move out of – we're kind of hemmed in downtown. There a historic church, but there are some negatives to that location. Mm-hmm. So we looked at the Grandmere location came up, and it presented a welcome opportunity for us to go to the outskirts of town where there's new growth.
And I drove by the facility the other day, and it's remarkable. And New Ben, you've got to be excited about a new facility as well. Was that part of the attraction that led you to taking on this position?
Absolutely, yeah. Just to be a part of a group, an organization, a spiritual community that wasn't afraid of looking at tradition and saying, what can we do different to maybe reinvent ourselves, to reach out in new ways, and to build a whole new building and to take 150 years and to say, you know, we can do this. There's really no excuse now. We can't say we've never done that before going forward. That's one that we can throw out and continue to move forward without tradition hampering us, although I think there are some traditions that can be helpful and useful to a church.
Ruby, how excited is your congregation?
I think our congregation is very excited. From the time we broke ground a year ago in March, the incitement has just crescendoed up so that we are. Yesterday was a very bittersweet day. It was a very emotional service. Ben did an awesome job. We had a very nice service, and there was lots of emotion in people. Obviously, we're saddened. A lot of us have seen many, many things happen in that church. Our kids were born and raised in that church. We've celebrated the lives of many of people, but we're ready to move forward, and people are really excited about it.
Ben, I know that you've been pastor for a long time, and I'm talking
Old Ben.
You're fine with that. Yeah. Obviously, you're the one that brought it up, so you're fine with that.
It's true.
There has been a tremendous transition within many churches on how services are conducted. You know, and it seems to me with, you know, there's been a lot of changes within in music. There's been a lot of changes in the technology. And can you talk about, you know, some of the transitions that you have seen both as a pastor and as a member of the church?
The thing that I really appreciate about First Christian Church is that it is a blended style. The hardest style, incidentally, to carry out. There are people who have contemporary services and then traditional services. We try to have both in one because we only have one service, and to satisfy everyone that way is virtually impossible. But we try. And as a church, we also try not to be a conservative church or a liberal church, but a church that is both. And that's also undoable. But I'm proud of our congregation for trying to do that.
I also know that there's quite a bit of an international membership as well, and New Ben, Young Ben, or Current Ben, however we want to address you. I've noticed that there's a lot of internet, families, primarily from Asia, that are attending the church.
Absolutely, got Asian family, got some from Germany. Of course, the university has a lot to do with that, and through the years, getting to make inroads with people from different nationalities. And of course, that is kind of the spice of life, to get to know people from different parts of the world and even different parts of the United States that have been a part of the family at First Christian Church.
Is there going to be any change in how a church service is conducted, and what are going to be some of your challenges with a new facility?
Probably the biggest challenges is really getting people to know where we are at. We're not on a major thoroughfare unless you're a golfer or you live in Grandmere. Of course, the Kimball road construction happening right after we move in there is going to be a challenge for us as well. So kind of getting out the word that this is our new location. Services shouldn't be too much different. Well, of course, we'll have some amped up light system and sound system where we can do some newer things in the worship service. But we definitely plan to keep that blended style that Old Ben was talking about. Good Ben. I'll say Good Ben.
That's good. Okay.
Now, because you got old and new, you can't have a good Ben and you can't have a bad Ben. Because if you're going to have a good Ben, you have to have an opposite.
But let me speak again. This is Old Ben speaking.
We know that.
We are privileged to have a bunch of really fine musicians in our congregation, and they do a good job. And one of the blessings that we have is a choir director who happens to be your daughter, who is excellent, and we enjoy her a lot.
Well, and that is one of the reasons, or okay, that is the main reason why I've been coming to the church, because, you know, I get to see her actually do her thing, and Yeah, I walk away, and Ruby knows this because we sat together the other day, and it's just like I get tears every time I see her perform or hear her sing or whatever. So thank you. That means a lot to me, but you make sure you tell her that if you haven't
I
already.
I have a couple of times.
Okay.
I think music is a very important part of our service. I think we're very blessed from the praise band to the choir to everything. We've been very blessed with talented musicians that add a lot to our service.
What's and I'm not so sure. I think Ben Newban, the future for the former facility.
Sure. Yeah, we are currently in the process of trying to sell that facility. So we're talking to some folks, but it's not sold. We don't have anybody that's made a purchase on that just yet. So it's a pretty good size facility, and it's in a wonderful location for anyone, whether it's a church or an organization or nonprofit that. Might be looking for something downtown, lots of office space, lots of space just in general for really anything and everything.
Yeah, and it has become a focal point of a lot of downtown things, and you're right, the proximity is nice. You're going to have your own parking lot out there, aren't you?
Going to need snow removal in the wintertime for the first time
in a while.
You
can't do it yourself? You have to do it yourself?
I guess that's what they pay me for. So if they get me a nice truck and a snow shovel, I can do it.
Okay. Well, Ruby, you got some budgeting work to do, don't you?
I was going to say, yes, we do. I guess we call that jack of all trades. Huh? I think one thing we need to also talk about in moving out there is probably expanding our missions and looking at new missions. And we will be having a child care facility in our new church. So
on a weekday basis?
On a weekday basis. Monday. Yes, Monday through Friday. So I think we're really excited about that, too, because anybody who lives in Manhattan and has children recognizes there's an extreme need. Yeah.
Well, new Ben Ruby and old Ben, this has been a delight. And, you know, your church and the church family have become very special to me because of my daughter's involvement. Thank you for allowing her that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
The new church is on Vanesta.
On 3001 Grandmere Parkway.
Okay, Grandmere Parkway. It's just, if you're going to if you're going to the Hills, you're going to see it.
It's a white, modern building in a sea of beige. You can't miss it.
What a great show. Thank you all for joining us here this morning on In Focus.
Thank you, Dave.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.